music. Let's dance.
Now, let's listen. It's Tommy Dorsey.
It isn't Fred Allen.
The makers of Shepherd Cheese and Tenderleaf Tea present the Tommy Dorsey Show with Stuart Foster, Ziggy Elman, Charlie Shavers, all the regular members of the famous TD band, and Tommy's guest for this evening, Freddie Martin. This is Wendell Niles speaking. And here's that sentimental gentleman himself, Tommy Dorsey.
Hiya. While Allen's Alley is boarded up for the summer, we welcome you to Dorsey Drive.
Say, Tommy, have you heard anything from Fred since he started on his vacation?
Yes, Wendell, I got a wire from him. He tells me Senator Claghorn is going to spend the summer driving to Canada.
You mean it's going to take him all summer to get there?
Yes, Claghorn's driving backwards to keep from facing north.
Well, I guess it's going to be kind of quiet around here without the senator.
Oh, I don't know. We have a few wind instruments, too. I guess you noticed that our trumpet player, Ziggy Elman, is back.
Yes, he was in the Army for 4 years, wasn't he, Tom?
Yes, and while Ziggy was away, he developed a brand new technique. He learned how to play the trumpet with one lip.
Is that okay with Petrello?
Yes, as long as the other lip is standing by.
What is the standby scale for a lower lip, Tom?
I don't know, Wendell, but if you'll just stand by, I'll have the boys play a scale, and it may come out sounding like Marie. With our latest returned vet, Ziggy Elman, horning in, and Stuart Foster singing. We're all very happy to have Ziggy back. In fact, the minute Ziggy got out of the Army, I was there to greet him. Wasn't I, Ziggy?
That's right, Tommy. With open arms, a contract, and a lead pipe.
Ziggy, please, after all, I've fixed it so you're living in clover.
But what am I going to do when the cows come home?
Well, nowadays, everybody has to make adjustments.
Okay. How about starting on my salary?
What'd you do with all the dough you made in the Army?
I blew it all in.
High living?
Low cards.
Well, you just go ahead and deal us a handful of your best notes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ziggy Elman on the trumpet and the number he made famous. And the angels sing. just heard And the Angels Sing. Now, here's an angel that talks. Go ahead, Angel.
Tonight we want to talk to you about cheese. Not just one type, not just one flavor, but a whole group of cheese products that spell special cheese enjoyment to every cheese lover. Many of you know them. Some of you are yet to become acquainted with them. What we tell you now will, we know, add greatly to your enjoyment of cheese in the future. In cheese, no name has more meaning for quality and for flavor than the name Shefford. S-H-E-F-F-O-R-D, Shefford. Shefford stands for more than 40 years of fine cheese making, for the good milk of America's best dairy land, for old-time quality standards, for the genuine flavor of honest cheese. Shefford was the first to give you packaged cheese. Shefford is the producer of that favorite Chevelle brand cheese food, a mild, smooth, all-purpose product to melt, to spread, to slice, and many other quality cheese products. Remember that name, Shefford, S-H-E-F-F-O-R-D, and always say Shefford for fine cheese.
Here's a quiet little serenade entitled Opus One. We opus you like it. That was really dreamy.
And might I add that it was whipped up by our very fine arranger, Cy Oliver.
Well, well, if it isn't Stuart Happy Hambo Foster.
You were expecting maybe Mrs. Nussbaum?
No, I was expecting you to sing a number from Irving Berlin's musical about the Wild and Woolly West. Annie, get your gun.
Well, in that case, yahoo!
Wait a minute, Stuart, what's the idea?
Well, I'm getting in a Western mood. I'm a warning you. I'm a tough hombre. I take after my grandpa, and he used to work for Jesse James.
You keep this up, and you'll be working for Harry James.
No, not that. Not that. I'll sing.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. said. And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me, I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand, and the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way, so they say.
Carefully, at this very same time the rest of the summer, you're likely to hear from our most noted band leaders and conductors. That's because we've decided to invite the creme de la creme of the Stick Wavers over to be our guests. With us this evening is the young man who is largely responsible for the current trend of turning the works of the old masters into popular dance tunes. You remember how he had us cutting rugs to Tchaikovsky's Concerto in B-flat? I mean, of course, the famous Freddie Martin. Well, Freddie, one of you stole, borrowed from the classics.
Well, right now the boys and I are making a few little unimportant alterations on Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf.
Well, what are you calling it?
Dingbat, the Singing Cat.
Dingbat, the Singing Cat. What happened to Peter and the Wolf?
Well, Peter got lost in the forest and the wolf is working at Hollywood and Vine.
Well, I don't want you to think we're muscling in your territory, Freddie. But we're fooling around with the classics ourselves. Last night in Long Beach, my band played Puccini's Montagna di Pietro, or Mountain of Rock.
Well, how did it come out?
Cement mixer putty putty.
Well, it wasn't your boys who made it sound that way. It was probably the conductor.
Now, hold on, brother member of Local 802. What would my boys be without me?
Musicians.
Well, when some of my boys first came to me, they couldn't even play in tune.
Fresh out of music school, huh?
No, fresh out of your band.
See, you have a new string section. What happened to the old one?
Oh, I fired them. I caught them reading on a job.
What were they reading?
Music.
Tommy, I know how you can make your outfit sound like a real band.
How?
Let me conduct it.
Okay, here's the stick. And I want you to know my boys can play anything. Even your arrangement of Tchaikovsky's Concerto in B-flat.
Did they play that well?
No, that flat.
So you really think they could follow me, huh?
Follow you? They'll be ahead of you and Silky Maiden all the way.
Well, let's try it. Let's try it. Here we go now. One, two.
Hey.
Wait. Wait a minute, Tommy. That's awful. Will you tell me what I have to do to get these boys to cooperate?
Would Hedda ask Luella?
I might have known something like this would happen. I should have brought my own music.
You should have brought your own band.
Well, I guess I'll have to make the best of it. You get over there in the trombone section.
Okay, and if anything goes wrong, I'll be the first one to know it.
You'll be the first one to blow it. All right, fellas, and now let's finish together. Hit it. Thank you.
Freddie, you made my band sound wonderful.
Thank you, Tommy. I'm glad you liked it. You know, I happen to be a guy who goes for something sweet once in a while.
I'll go along with that. Has he got a friend?
I never double date. But I'll go along with you on the saxophone while you play the trombone.
Okay, you take the high notes.
And you take the low notes.
And I'll be in Brooklyn before you.
Why Brooklyn?
By the time we finish, we'll have to be a couple of pretty good Dodgers.
Well, I'll risk it.
And I'll regret it, but here we go. Thank you, Freddie, for guiding us through all what it seemed to be. And here's a man who seems to be ready to tell you about something really refreshing.
Weather like this makes everybody think of ways and means to cool off. And the delightful way that America loves is with a glass of delicious iced tea. The Top iced tea is the kind that brings you flavor as well as refreshment. Richer, more flavorful, tender leaf tea. The blend that ice made famous. Yes, from its first encounter with melting ice, tender leaf tea proved its worth. America tasted it, and a long search was over. Word went out, this is it. This is the tea you've been looking for, with flavor that outlasts the ice. So rich, so delicious to begin with, that even the last swallow is tempting, appealing, satisfying. It's quick comfort for blistering days, for days that demand cooling relief. Quick comfort between meals, and a delightful necessity on the summer table at mealtime. Don't ever run out of tender leaf tea while the heat is on. Ask your grocer for the half-pound package, the iced tea size, of Tender Leaf brand tea.
We recently made an album of Strauss waltzes, arranged by Hugo Winterhalter, and we thought along about this time of a Sunday evening you might like to hear one. Here's our version of Artist's Life by Johann Strauss. We hope you like it.
Thank you.
Well, that just about tanks this first stanza. Thanks for dialing us in this Sunday, and try to be with us again next week, same time. You'll be hearing from Stuart Foster, Ziggy Elman, Charlie Shavers, and all the fellas in the band, as well as a part of the TD aggregation some of you may remember, the Clam Bake 7. We're going to be cutting up some few old touches with my old friend Henry Buzzy, our special guest next week. So try to be with us next Sunday. This is Tommy Dorsey saying good night.
This is Wendell Niles saying goodnight, and be sure to tune in next Sunday, same time, when the makers of Shefford Cheese and Tenderleaf Tea will again bring you the Tommy Dorsey Show with Tommy's guest, Henry Bussey.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.